Hey, good morning. Wake up, everybody. This is another edition of Quest Youth Radio, which is the best youth radio, better known as Quest Community Vibrations, over 35 years in existence. You know, originally a radio broadcast, now a podcast. And we want to start out, before I hand it over to our student host, right, by having everyone introduce themselves so that our host will know everyone that's on the line. So we're going to start out with our first panelist and advisor and music director, Mr. Shelton Harris. Mr. Harris, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Okay. Thank you so much. And then we have Tanisha Garner. Tanisha Garner is my sister, my little big sister, who pretty much advises us and keeps us, helps us to keep it real. Good morning, Tanisha. Ms. Gardner, how are you?
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm good.
All right. I hear the smile on your face. And now I'd like to have our person who basically does the what's happening for us, Kaya Diaz. Good morning, Kaya.
Good morning, everyone.
Okay. And, you know, Kaya is a new addition to our podcast, and we welcome her. And very refreshing information. And so our first student host, Riel. Riel, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, everybody. And I'm good.
Okay, that sounds well. Right. And now, before I hand it over to our student host, who's going to moderate for today, I'd like to say, welcome again, and music is like poetry and has a message. And history, like a diamond, shines clear to the truth. You see, words do have meaning that we can comprehend like definitions. And news can show us a chain of events that may not always, you know, we may not always understand. And if you watch the news lately, it can be a little confusing. We're asking you now to pull back our musical curtains to see and hear the contributions of our diaspora. And you're sure to find our Quest Moment, where we attempt to make waves, indeed, vibration. You know, Common made a song titled, well, I can't remember the title, but he says, when we move, the whole world follows our back. And, you know, that's pretty much what curtains is about when someone does something, you know, that affects the community and helps out. But anyway, thank you for joining us for another edition and to hear a different perspective of our community. And now the real deal, Justin Hill, I hand it over to you to take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Bay. And again, I'm student host Justin Hill on WSOU. And I'm going to go into my first segment of diamonds. History is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, tears of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply and you are bound to find yourself. And my diamond segment is on William Goldwyn Nunn, but also known as Bill Nunn. And Bill Nunn was an American actor. He was born on 1953 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He is most known for appearing in Spike Lee's film, Do the Right Thing, playing the role as Radio Raheem. He was a graduate of Steenly High School and of Morehouse College. He has been in multiple movies and films. Due to leukemia, he has died on September 24, 2016. He was also very involved in community outreach, and he formed his own Pittsburgh Area Outreach Project in 2008. And that is it for my first segment of Diamonds, and I thank God for listening. And I'm going to go to Mr. Harris. And what do you know about Bill Nunn?
Well, as far as knowing about him, you know, I knew him from Do the Right Thing. And ironically, I was at Morehouse College the same time he was there, him and Spike. You know, so I kind of have a connection with him in that area. But the fact that he was willing and able to go out and take what little bit of success he had in the movies and start, you know, outreach stuff in his own community in Pittsburgh, that really says a lot more about him in my eyes than the actual movies and the accolades that he got from them. You know, so, you know, big up to him. You know, may he rest in paradise.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. And I'm going to go to Ms. Gardner. And have you ever heard of Bill Nunn?
Yes, I definitely heard of Bill Nunn. One of my favorite movies that he played in was in Sister Act. And in Sister Act, he played Lieutenant Eddie Souther. And also New Jack City. That's like one of my favorite movies also. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Gardner. And I'm going to also go to Kyver. And have you ever heard of Bill Nunn? And if you have, tell us what you learned about him.
I have heard a little bit about him. I never really watched any of his movies, however, but I do know him from, you know, his NFL career, also how, you know, he established talent through historically black colleges, like Mr. Harrison said. So that's what I know about him, just a little bit.
Thank you, Kyla. And we are now going to go into the music, and we will be back with Brielle's next segment.
And now, if you would do the honors to introduce Brielle, Justin, take it over.
Thank you, Mr. Bay, for the music. And it is now time for Brielle's first segment.
Good morning, everybody, and this is Brielle. And today, for my first diamond segment, I'm going to be doing Henrietta Lacks. History is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply and you are bound to find yourself. So she went there suffering from vaginal bleeding. But back then, Johns Hopkins Hospital was one of the few hospitals that could treat African Americans. Mrs. Lack started taking radium medicine to help her cervical cancer. At the time, that was the best medicine because of the horrific disease. Her cancer cells were sent to Dr. Gray's nearby lab center. What Dr. Gray discovered was that Mrs. Lack had unique cells that would double every 20 to 24 hours. They started to use toxic drugs, hormones, poisons, and viruses in her cells without her or her family's permission for stuff like COVID-19 vaccines and polio to study human genome. She sadly passed away October 4th at the age of 31. Again, this is Brielle, and that is it for my diamond segment on Henrietta Lacks. So, Ms. Gardner, have you ever heard of Henrietta Lacks? And if you have, what have you heard about her?
Yes, I heard of Henrietta Lacks. Pretty much you covered it, how they took her cells, and it actually is being replicated now to this day. It's sad that her family has not received any royalties over that past, especially because that's definitely a big scientific win for all of us to understand how the DNA works and how cells could be replicated to be able to heal. Especially in the vaccines that we use, rather be, you know, the polio, that's something known for all of us, for each generation that has used that type of vaccine. And I think that's something very powerful, and it's something to look into, and definitely, you know, within the younger scopes, that they be able to go into medicine and understand the healing properties and how much power they have to actually heal their own communities. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Gardner. And Mr. Harris, would you like to – have you ever heard of Henrietta Lacks? And if you haven't, what have you heard about her?
Oh, yes. I have heard of Henrietta Lacks. And between the information that you gave and Ms. Gardner just gave, you know, a lot of the stuff we have to take into consideration the time that this stuff was happening. The first fact that there was certain hospitals that black people couldn't go to. You know, she had to deal with that. And then once they found out that her cells would replicate every 24 hours, they took that information and used it to come up with hundreds of other vaccines and different money-making stuff for pharmaceutical companies that her family didn't get to reap any of the benefits for that, even though recently they're trying to, like, come back, but they would have to give her family billions of dollars because that's the kind of money that was made on the medicines and stuff that was made from her cells. And like you're saying, they're still using those cells to this day. And we're talking 60 years, 60-plus years. So, yes, I have, and it's a tragic story. Hopefully it'll have a happy ending.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. And Kyra, have you ever heard of Henrietta Lacks? And if you haven't, what have you learned about her?
I haven't heard about her, but I understand her importance through, like, modern medicine and, like, her treatment and her story leading up to breakthroughs and treatment, like, of, like, illnesses today. I can give some examples, like leukemia or, like, cancer or different types of AIDS. So that's just really important, you know, her impact. you know, through hospitals and diseases, and people are more recognized about that. And, you know, she actually, I would say in my opinion, she actually influenced, you know, modern medicine. So.
Thank you, Kyra.
Okay. I'd like to ask, starting with Brielle, and just to make everybody aware, you guys, the student hosts had the opportunity to choose any segments of their choice that they had done already. That being said, I'd like to ask you, what was the reason behind you choosing Henrietta Lacks to do again?
All right. The reason why I chose her again is because I thought it was very important, and that Kyra, she was new, so maybe she hadn't heard of it before. So I wanted to give her the chance too, and it's very important because they used it for stuff like COVID vaccine, like they said, and without her family or her permission. So she was a very important person.
Okay. Justin, I'd like to ask you, why did you choose to do Bill Nunn again?
I chose Bill Nunn again because I haven't really done, like, American actors, and so I just wanted to do, like, I just wanted to pick him again.
Okay. All right. And I want to hand it back over to you, Justin. What direction are we going to go in?
We are going to go into music, and then I'll be back with my next segment of definitions.
Ladies and gentlemen, A Night in Tunisia. over to our student host, Justin Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Bray. And it's now time for our next segment of definitions. This segment provides the listener with words and the meanings that we can achieve together, a common basis to say we care and we believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definition controls us. We must define existence and not have defined for us. And my definition segment is on adversity. And adversity is a state or instance of serious or continued difficulty or misfortune. It is also the universal human experience facing obstacles and setbacks. And that is it for my segment of definitions. And we will be back with Leo's next segment of definitions.
I want to take this moment to say we have a segment called our quest moment, and we're going to take based on the definition that Justin just presented, our quest moment is going to go to the word adversity. And I'm going to ask each and every one of our panelists, including our student host, to interpret to your best of your ability what you think. Well, it says a cornucopia of physics dictates that where there are vibrations, there must be a medium. And all vibrations possess a wave nature. In our community, our art is in fact, and in spirit, the medium through which airwaves travel. Where there is no medium, there are no vibrations. And I ask each and every one of you, where there is no adversity, there is no advancement. Mr. Harris, I'm going to pick on you first. Is what I said in that intro making any sense at all?
Yeah, well, it does to me in a way, you know, because we have to understand that the more complacent we become or more comfortable we are in our current state, we still have to be able to move forward. And so a lot of times that calls for change of the way we think, change of the way we're doing things. And sometimes those changes aren't comfortable. And, you know, so in a way, we have to force ourselves to move from one section of life to another. And, you know, and that could cause a lot of adversity, you know, at least initially, because once we reach that next level, we really wonder why we were worried at all to start with.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Ms. Gardner, is what I said as it pertains to the word adversity, did it make any sense?
Yeah, definitely. When you definitely look at art and culture tells you the story of what's going on within the world, especially if you think about the music as a whole, especially when you think about Marvin Gaye and you think about the song What's Going On, and it was relevant then and it's definitely relevant now because we're still going through the same type of adversities that was then. I guess when you look, like I always say, when you look at the planet that we live on, we are governed by universal laws, which deals with polarity of negative and positive. So when you look at the negative and positive, it's always it's always going to be here. So through these adversities, how do we find the strength to keep pushing on, to be able to elevate into higher levels of consciousness that we can be able to create the changes that we want to see in our communities? Thank you.
Thank you. Brielle, I want to come to you and ask you your interpretation of adversity.
So, like Mr. Harris was saying, how you might be comfortable in a place, like maybe you're used to it. It might not be so good for you. So if you move on forward, like he was talking about, it might not be too comfortable. So that's my interpretation on diversity.
Okay. Justin, you presented the segment, or actually the definition. What is your interpretation, your definition, your experience with adversity?
My experience with adversity is basically in like everyday life, because you all always face obstacles, and you just have to like achieve obstacles.
Okay. All right, and that's interesting, and that is correct. Everyday obstacles. Akaya, what is your interpretation of adversity?
My interpretation of adversity, I actually look at adversity can be a positive, thing, because adversity can push us forward to become better and stronger, and, you know, promote growth. So instead of, you know, looking at it, I know like adversity can be like a negative thing and it could be a setback or a difficulty, but adversity, when you go through something, you can look back on it and like continue to move forward and learn from it.
Absolutely. And just let me put a cap on it and say that adversity is something that you should strive for. Failure is something that you should look forward to. Rejection is something that you can handle. And the more that you get used to being turned down, and it doesn't turn negative or toxic until you let it stop you. But you can push through adversity. You can push through rejection, right? And, you know, I was reading a story about how Kevin Hart didn't have everything that it needed to be a comedian and a top-selling movie-producing comedian. But yet and still, he never gave up. And today, he is the top earning comedian in the world. You know, Kevin Hart, just like all of us here today, is just everyday people. And we all have our trials and tribulations. Keep your head up and meet the challenge. Everyday People by Arrested Development. When we return, I'm going to turn it back over to our student host, the real deal, Justin Hill.
and being obscene. At first I ignore you, cause see I know the type. They got drunk, they got guns, and yes, they wanna fight. And they see a young couple having a time that's good. And the Eagles wanna test their brother's manhood. So they came to test me, cause of my heritage. And the loud, bright colors that I wear. I was a target, cause I'm a fashion misfit. And the outfit that I'm wearing, brother's dissonant. Well, I take time and pray the leave me be. But they see the parts of my Nate's anatomy. Why, Lord, the brothers have to drill me. Cause if I try to hit the man, they'll have to kill me. Take the brother out for being rude.
Hey!
And like I said before,
I
was mad by
him.
It took three or four cops to pull me off
of him.
But that's the story, y'all, of a black man acting like a nigga against don't lie in
Africa.
Now we're back. I want to hand it back over to our student host, Justina.
Thank you, Mr. Bay. And I'd like to pass it over to BL and present her next segment.
Hi. Hello, everybody. And I'm going to be doing my diamond segment, my definitions. So, the definition I'm going to be presenting today is unique. This segment provides the listener with words and their meaning so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us. We must define existence and not have it defined for us. And the definition of unique is being the only one of its kind, unlike anything else. And the reason why I chose unique was because it had something to do with Henrietta Lacks, like it kind of described her because she was the only person that had cells that can survive and reproduce, so they used it for vaccines. And I also wanted to add in that this word originated from the French verb, which was used for single and alone. Again, this is Brielle, and that is it for my definitions on unique.
Thank you, Leo.
Go right ahead, Justin Hill.
I was just going to say thank you, Leo, for your segment on definitions. And we will go into music, and I will be back in my next segment on diamonds.
Yeah. Bet you I can do it too. Now they're looting them, let me
through. I'm here to bridge the gap between the old and new. That I'm a Casanova, Quincy, put that, and I'ma put that. Same face, me mugging them, hugging the track like ooh. I'ma make it do what it do, yeah.
The true soul, Bossa Nova. Better respect your roots. I hope they're taking notice, because he's the true drummer back in morning.
All right. You know, that song is titled Bossa Nova, and keeping up with the Joneses, oh, it's going to be difficult trying to keep up with Quincy Jones. That's the Jones that he was talking about with Ludacris. All right. And that being said, I hand it back over to the real deal, Justin Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Bay. And my next song submit is on Melvin Van Peebles. History is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self. The pain of your mother, the truth of your father, the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply, you are bound to find yourself. And Melvin Van Peebles was an American actor, filmmaker, writer, and composer. Peebles was born on August 21st, 1932 in Chicago, Illinois. He is best known for creating and starring in his film. He continued to make films, write novels, and stage plays. Before he wrote novels and films, he worked as a cable car gripman. His first book was called The Big Hurt. After Van Peebles completed his first short films, he went to Hollywood to try and find work, but was unsuccessful during the process. And that is it for my segment of Diamonds. I thank God for listening. But before
okay.
I go off...
Yeah, let me just interject before, and I want to hand it back to you. But before I do, I just want to know, what was your reason for choosing Melvin Van Peebles? You know, like we all know, you've done them before, but why did you choose to do them again?
I chose Melvin Van Peebles again because I watched one of his films. I don't remember the name, but I watched one of his films in school, and I really liked it.
Okay, now, it's back in your hand. Which way are you going?
We are going to go into music, and we will be back with BL's next segment of Diamonds.
we're back. We are Quest Youth Radio, which is the best youth radio. And it's time to wake up. I hand it back over to our student host, Justin Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Bay. And it is now time for BL's next segment of Diamonds.
Welcome back, everybody. And this is Brielle with her next, today I'm going to be doing Barbara Ann Sizemore. History is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply and you are bound to find yourself. So first, I would like to start off on what was significant about her. So what was significant about her was how she was able to become the first African-American woman in lead of public schools in a major city. But many years before, Barbara Ann Sizemore was born on December 17, 1927. She was raised in Indiana and went to a segregated elementary and middle school. She graduated high school at the age of 16. Later, she attended the Northwestern University, where she received a bachelor's degree in classical languages in 1947. She returned to school and received a PhD from the University of Chicago in 1979. And in school, she taught English and reading for both elementary and high school from 1950 to 1963, then became a principal from 1963 to 1967. 2 years later, she was named the district superintendent of Woodlawn Experimental Schools. From 1965 to 1971, she was a member of the adjunct faculty in Northeastern Illinois University. Sizemore taught at the University of Pittsburgh. She then wrote three books, The Ruptured Diamond, Walking in Circles, and lastly, The Black Struggle for School Reform. As time went by, she sadly died at the age of 76 in 2004, July 24th. Again, this is Brielle, and that is it for my segment on Barbara Ann Sizemore.
All right.
Thank you very much. And I have to ask the same question. You've done her before. You've done her again. But why?
The reason why I did her again was because, like I said before, for the other person too, for Henrietta Lack, she was also very important, Barbara Ann Sizemore, because she was the first African, she was the first African American woman in lead of public schools in a major city, because you know, back then, when she was little, she had to go to a segregated school, so she didn't get the opportunities that some white students got. So I think that was very important.
All right. As we move forward, I would like to say it is now time for What's Happening for Us, which is a compilation and a rendering of current events, programs, lectures of the immediate and contemporary interest of the broader community and listening audience. It's designed to excite, inform, and heighten and channel our listeners towards participation, attendance, and support of community-based activities. And with that being said, I'd like to hand it over to Kaya Diaz. Take it away.
Hey, everybody. This is Kaya Diaz with your entertainment report. So I got to tell you, Janet Jackson has done it again. She shocked fans and social media with her Together Again tour, according to HipHopVibe.com. She features Ludacris as her opening act, and her tour begins January of 2023 in Hollywood, Florida. It looks like this musical icon is still in control and doing things her way. Also, it seems like 2023 is the year for tours. According to Vibe, Chance the Rapper is getting in touch with his roots. Chance is scheduled to do a free concert in Black Star Square in Accra, Ghana on January 6, 2023, with a host of many other artists. And it looks like Chance is bringing it back to the motherland. Thanks for bringing it back to the people. Finally, according to Hollywood Reporter, Mr. Eddie Murphy is nominated to receive the Cecil B. DeMille Award at the 80th Annual Golden Globe Awards on NBC and Peacock. That airs Tuesday, January 10th of 2023. He will be nominated and honored for his outstanding contributions to the world of entertainment. Congratulations, Eddie. And this is Kaya Diaz with your entertainment report.
Thank you so much. We're going to go a little crazy. with the sounds of CeeLo. I want to come back to Brielle. Brielle, you have another definition for us, right?
Yes, I do.
Take it away.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so my next definition is for education. This segment provides the listener with words and their meanings so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us. We must define existence and not have it defined for us. And the definition of education is a process of receiving or giving systematic instruction, especially at a school or university. So the reason why I chose this was because most of her life, she's been teaching education and she was able to learn education very fast because she graduated, as it says, at the age of 16. So she spent most of her life doing education, like teaching, and she was able to write 3 books, which was The Ruptured Diamond, Walking in Circles, and lastly, The Black Struggle for School Reform. So that's why I chose education in my definition. And again, this is Ruel, and that's
okay. Thank you so much. Justin, you have another segment as well, a definition.
Yes. My definition segment is on blaxploitation movies. And blaxploitation movies are movies created by black people and who are starring black people. Also, they were where black people told their own stories and telling about their lives. An example is the movie Coffee. And instead of watching movies where white people were the heroes and black people were the villains, blaxploitation movies were where the black people were the heroes and white people were the villains, because they basically are villains because they would treat colored people badly and make them do work for them. And that is it for my segment of definitions. And I thank you guys for listening.
Okay. I want to thank you so much. I'm going to hand it back over to you in just a moment. Mr. Harris, I'm going to go there. Justin, did you say colored people? Blaxploitation, Mr. Harris. Go ahead, man.
Well, the word is kind of like a misnomer. They make it look like it was a negative thing. Blaxploitation was a negative thing. But actually, like Justin was saying, it was just a way for black directors, black producers, having black actors in the movie being the heroes. And, you know, and because the way our society was set up, they didn't want to have any of that. They didn't want black people being the heroes in any situation. And, you know, and this was one way of showing that we could do this too, and it could be profitable. And Melvin Van Peebles was definitely in the forefront of all of that. So, you know, I kind of like blaxploitation. We kind of need some more of that.
All right now, you know, I had something on the top of my head. Ms. Gardner, you want to get a word in edgewise?
Yes, definitely. Marvin Van Peebles, Pebbles, he credited Oscar Michaud because Oscar Michaud was born in the 1800s, and he was one of the major black filmmakers that directed and produced over 44 films over the course of his history, and he was also African-American. So that's a fun fact.
All right. All right now, fun fact. Kaya, you want to add anything in there?
I haven't heard of him, but I know his father, and I know that he's following in his footsteps, and I guess then you could say, like, pushing the envelope for more black creators and black, actors as well.
Okay. Justin, I hand it back over to you.
Thank you, everybody, and it is now time for me to call out the show. And make sure you check out our next show on the 89.5 FM from the campus of St. Paul in South Orange. And Quest Beef Radio is the best
radio.
Show is.
Remember when I lost my mind? There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.